of a white man had never trod, they viewed the vast expanse of plain and forest with glistening eyes. Returning to Williamsburg, they told of the wonderful richness of the newly discovered country, and thus opened the way for the venturesome pioneer who was destined to overcome all difficulties and make a home in the Western world. But 50 years or more passed before a white man penetrated far beyond the purple spires of those majestic mountains. One bright morning, in June 1769, the figure of a stalwart, broad-shouldered man could have been seen standing on the wild and rugged promontory which rears its rocky bluff high above the Ohio River, at a point near the mouth of Wheeling Creek. He was alone, save for the companionship of a deerhound that crouched at his feet. As he leaned on a long rifle, contemplating the glorious scene that stretched before him, a smile flashed across his bronzed cheek, and his heart bounded as he forecast the future of that spot. In the river below him lay an island so round and green that it resembled a huge lily pad floating placidly on the water. The fresh green foliage of the trees sparkled with glittering dewdrops. Back of him rose the high ridges, and in front, as far as the eye could reach, extended an unbroken forest. Beneath him to the left and across a deep ravine he saw a wide level clearing. The few scattered and blackened tree stumps showed the ravages made by a forest fire in the years gone by. The field was now overgrown with hazel and laurel bushes, and intermingling with them were the trailing arbutus, the honeysuckle, and the wild rose. A fragrant perfume was wafted upward to him. A rushing creek bordered one edge of the clearing. After a long, quiet reach of water, which could be seen winding back in the hills, the stream tumbled madly over a rocky ledge, and white with foam, it hurried onward, as if impatient of long restraint, and lost its individuality in the broad Ohio. This solitary hunter was Colonel Ebenezer Zane. He was one of those daring men who, as the tide of emigration started westward, had left his friends and family and had struck out alone into the wilderness. Departing from his home in eastern Virginia, he had plunged into the woods, and after many days of hunting and exploring, he reached the then far western Ohio Valley. The scene so impressed Colonel Zane that he concluded to found a settlement there. Taking tomahawk possession of the locality, which consisted of blazing a few trees with his tomahawk, he built himself a rude shack and remained that summer on the Ohio. In the autumn, he set out for Berkeley County, Virginia, to tell his people of the magnificent country he had discovered. The following spring, he persuaded a number of settlers of a like spirit with himself to accompany him to the wilderness. Believing it unsafe to take their families with them at once, they left them at Redstone on the Monongahela River, while the men, including Colonel Zane, his brothers, Silas, Andrew, Jonathan, and Isaac, the Wetzels, McCullochs, Bennetts, Metzers, and others, pushed on ahead. The country which they passed through was one tangled, most impenetrable forest. The axe of the pioneer had never sounded in this region, where every rod of the way might harbor some unknown danger. These reckless border men knew not the meaning of fear. To all, daring adventure was welcome, and the screech of a redskin and the ping of a bullet were familiar sounds. To the Wetzels, McCullochs, and Jonathan Zane, the hunting of Indians was the most thrilling passion of their lives. Indeed, the Wetzels particularly knew no other occupation. They had attained a wonderful skill with the rifle. Long practice had rendered their senses as acute as those of the fox. Skilled in every variety of woodcraft, with lynx eyes ever on the alert for detecting a trail or the curling smoke of some campfire or the minutest sign of an enemy, these men stole onward through the forest with a cautious but dogged and persistent determination that was characteristic of the settler. They at length climbed the commanding bluff overlooking the majestic river, and as they gazed out on the undulating and uninterrupted area of green, their hearts beat high with hope.